Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What makes great artists, writers, and public figures so good at engaging us? Do you ever wonder what gave them the confidence to become who they are? Well, tune in to the second season of How I Found My Voice, a podcast by Intelligence Squared, to find out. I'm Samira Ahmed, and I'm going behind the celebrity persona to explore the moments that shaped my guests' voices and inspired their careers. From Michael Palin and his comfy chair.
There's certain moments in humour which define how humour should be played. For instance, the comfy chair. Someone says, put her in the comfy chair. It's put her in. And there's a terrific sting. Da, 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 da. So you've got to build it up. The comfy chair.
To Jon Snow finding a secret American base during the Iranian Revolution.
4 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Snow? Mr. Snow, I need to talk to you. I said, sorry, who are you? I'm the military attaché at the British Embassy. I understand you have been to a very secret place and that you have a very great deal of film. And I'm afraid I must ask you for your film. I said, I'm very sorry, but you're British. I'm in Iran. You have no power over me at all. No, get stuffed.
And Richard Branson faking a UFO landing.
We built a UFO, as you do, and we flew over London at 4:30 a.m. on April Fool's Day, you know, coming down the motorway, every single car stop. The police were called out, the army were called out, they surrounded the field, and then they sent a bobby with a truncheon towards the UFO.
I'll also be talking to the guilty feminist podcaster Deborah Frances White on escaping her fundamentalist Christian adolescence in the Jehovah's Witnesses.
The question is not who is susceptible to join a cult. The question is when in your life are you most susceptible to join a cult? And at 14, your brain is very plastic.
Climate change activist Naomi Klein on fighting the news agenda.
A whole lot of people are feeling terrified all by themselves. They're reading those stories about, you know, the loss of Arctic sea ice or seeing terrifying images of the Amazon in flames. And then they turn on the television and all anyone is talking about is like Brexit or what the royal family is wearing this week. And you start to feel mad. Like, what? Why aren't we talking about this?
And MP Jess Phillips on swearing and pushing back.
I had one minister, like, talk to me like he was my dad. Like, oh, little girl, calm down, sort of thing. And I was just like, what did you fucking say to me? Fuck you. You're not my dad. It's just like, how dare you? How dare you tell me to be quiet?
Launching on October the 28th. Join us by subscribing now to How I Found My Voice on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you listen.